From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The Allen West-Patrick Murphy congressional standoff is over. The one-term congressman came close to winning the new District 18 that he had to move to run in, but not close enough. So today he conceded on Fox News.
We're going to move ahead, and we wish Congressman Murphy-elect very well. But I think that now is not the time to try to draw a process out. We brought up some incredible voting irregularities, not just in St. Lucie County, but also some that we found in Palm Beach County. But now is not the time for the people down here in Congressional District 18 to be left in a lurch.
The outgoing GOP congressman gave no definitive plans for his future.
It's not so much of a tough decision because one of the things I've always felt is, you know, I've been serving this country my entire adult life, and leaders don't need a title in order to continue to lead and also to be a voice. And so I will continue to be a citizen servant of this great nation and do the things to help restore this constitutional republic. But this is not about me. As we always said, it was about the voters in Congressional District 18.
Winner Patrick Murphy has already been through freshman orientation in Washington. There were some new and some familiar faces today as seven Miami-Dade County commissioners were sworn in at the South Dade Cultural Arts Center. In 55 years of swearings in, it's the first time South Dade has ever hosted the event. Five of the seven commissioners sworn in were reelected, and that includes Dennis Moss, who begins his sixth term. Among the new faces, Juan Zapata. He's District 11's new commissioner. Zapata came to the United States from Colombia 35 years ago, and that, he says, makes him the first Hispanic immigrant in Miami-Dade Commission history.
Because we've had Puerto Ricans and Cubans, but Cubans are exiles. Puerto Ricans obviously are U.S. citizens, so I'd be the first Hispanic immigrant, which for some people kind of sounds surprising, but I'm very excited about that opportunity. It just talks to the greatness of the people of this community.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez was also sworn in for his first full term as county mayor. Jimenez was elected to the shortened term following the recall of former Mayor Carlos Alvarez. The school bus where a 13-year-old girl was shot is now considered an investigation scene. That's because the Palm Glades Preparatory Academy student later died at Miami Children's Hospital. A 12-year-old boy has been taken in for questioning, as were the other six students on board the bus. They're considered witnesses, though, and so is the bus driver, a witness. Police have indicated that because there are children involved, they want to handle this delicately. So determining whether this was an accident, whether it was deliberate, remains to be seen. The 12-year-old is not a student at the same school. He goes to Somerville Charter Academy. Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta says the bus was taking the kids to three different schools.
Thank God none of the children, there's approximately eight of them inside the bus. They were not hurt. The victim's sibling was in the bus with her, a 7-year-old female. She was not hurt. They've all been transported to the Homicide Bureau for further questionings, including the subject.
So far, officials from neither charter school have made any statements. For news at any time, day or night, just go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?